Hi guys, welcome back to The Pratt. So today's episode is about high school, specifically kind of just how to survive high school. This probably should have been my first episode back because The Pratt, you know, was all about SK in high school and things that were surrounding that, like my community, my high school community. And so this was definitely on the list of you know, first episode ideas. So this is kind of the runner up. So I have a lot of things actually. I made like a list of some stuff that I think is really important and that I would have loved to hear my freshman year. My freshman year of high school was COVID. I struggled because we had two periods a day, and they were 2.5 hours long, with a like 20 minute walking break in between, and school ended at 12. So it was definitely not ideal. And everyone wore masks. No one really talked to one another. And there was like half of our school population actually in school. A lot of people did online, but obviously that does not apply to this year's or this upcoming year's freshmen's, I guess. I'm just gonna start by saying that everything in like moderation, like some of the stuff I'm saying, you'll notice that there's also like a counterpart to it, because I really think that there's a balance in between all of these things. So starting off, I think you guys probably have heard this a lot, but don't label yourself. Putting a label on yourself as like, I'm this type of person, I'm that type of person. I used to hate to hear when I was younger that, oh, you're still growing up, you don't really know anything about yourself, da da da. Like, you do know yourself, but, and I'm not trying to say exactly what I just said, but yeah, you should be thinking about the fact that you are growing and learning, and high school is the time to learn about yourself. So sticking a label about the type of person you are so early on is just not a good idea. You need to give yourself room to grow and become the type of person you want to be. I also think there's like a struggle putting yourself in a box and like kind of making yourself, it makes you smaller, really. Makes it so that you don't really branch out at all. So I think that's really hard. And also, like, as an example, like, I feel like in high school especially, there's, like, oh, art kids, smart kids, you know, popular kids, da-da-da, sporty kids. It's, like, that's, I always found that kind of ridiculous, and obviously it's not as prevalent in today's, like, world, but, and especially in the SK community, it's definitely not as relevant. But I do think that I always felt about myself that I wasn't a smart kid. I definitely was not smart. I thought of myself as kind of being one of the dumber kids, or, you know, not dumb exactly, but I just didn't have a lot of confidence that I could get A's in all my classes. And so I stopped trying. So I feel like once you label yourself, you know, you're limiting your possibilities. So that's the number one thing I would say, is don't label yourself. Don't put yourself into a box. The next thing is, don't be afraid to change your friend group and look outside your normal friends. So with that being said, can I just say that I think this doesn't apply to everybody, is what I mean to say, because some people enter high school with one group of friends and they stick by each other through all 4 years, through thick and thin, and it works out that way. So everyone has different experiences, and you know, you can absolutely 1000% grow with friendships. But I also think that you shouldn't be afraid to look outside of your friend group. If you start making friends in a class, like, don't be afraid to branch out and ask them to hang out if you're really getting along. Like, just don't be afraid of that. That's what high school's for. It's to, you know, the more people you're with, the more of an impact they're going to have on you, kind of thing. And I think, you know, kind of goes without saying that you don't want to obviously get rid of any friends, but what's that old saying? It's like, one is silver and the other is gold. Oh my god, that's like a Girl Scout thing, if you guys know what I'm talking about. Keep new friends, and that's gonna bother me. But anyways, I'll ask my older sister about it later. She'll definitely know what I'm talking about. But yeah, you should definitely be making new friends throughout high school. And if you're not, like, don't worry about it. It's okay. There's things that you can do to make friends, which kind of brings me to my other point, is to join different extracurricular activities. And I don't just mean, like, I mean, obviously, if you are comfortable just being on the field hockey team and, you know, going to homework club, like, do what you want to do. And you have a good set of friends. Like, I'm not, again, like what I said in the beginning, it's all about balance. But what I noticed is that as soon as you start branching out, that's when you make more friends. And that's when you learn more about yourself so that you don't have to stick yourself in a box. And, like, I always thought of myself as a really artsy kid. And I still am. I think I'm a very creative person. But I think that I had other qualities, and I think I'm a very athletic person now, and I never thought of myself as an athletic person in high school ever. I didn't do any sports. I was on the cheer team, so that technically is a sport, but not until later on. And, and I did track, kind of, but, yeah, I never really got into, like, physical activity until later on because I put myself in that box. So, yeah, joining extracurricular activities helps with a myriad of things, really, honestly, like, and you get more, what's it called, like, people that you look up to, like, the older kids and the teachers and the coaches, like, even joining, like, I know SK has a great art club, I think it's just, like, once a week, and you can, they probably still have it, and it's just, like, you just do whatever you want, honestly, and you just chill in the art room, and most of the time, people are, like, well, I'm not gonna do that, why would I stay in school longer, it has no point. But you meet new people, you just kind of get to do whatever you want, you meet the teachers if you're not in a lot of art classes, and it's just, like, overall, I don't even think I've ever been to art club, but something like that, like, maybe once, I can't really remember, but I did it my senior year, and, like, you just, trying new things is very important, basically, is what I'm trying to get at. The next thing I would say is staying focused more on school than anything else. I did want to preface this by saying, other than, like, your mental health and your physical health is definitely more important than school. And to you, maybe there's some things that are more important, and, you know, have your priorities straight. But I would say staying focused more on school than drama with friends, what you look like, what's it like, you know, stuff like that. I think that's important, is to stay focused on what you're, you know, getting focused on school is really important, because I also think that it helps drown out some other stuff that you might be super duper worried about. And then you have to be like, wait, no, I need to focus on what's really important to me. And again, like, I was never considered, in quotations, a smart kid, but, I did learn later on that the more you focus on school, the more you're gonna like it. So, like, I began to really like my reading assignments once you figure out that, like, yeah, you have to do them, but it's also, like, you get to do them, and I really like that saying. You know, not to be cringy, but we are very privileged and blessed to be able to learn and have an education where we are, and especially a good education. Our public schools are great. So, yeah, I would say prioritizing your classes, and also, like, pushing yourself. Like, if you are like, well, maybe I could take that AP class, maybe I could take that honors class, like, just do it. And, like, you can always talk to your guidance counselor if it gets to be too hard. Or, to my next point, you could go to extra help. I think that this is one of the most underrated things we have at SK, or in general, like, in high school, is getting extra help with things. I was once told by a teacher, actually on one of these podcasts, that if you go to a teacher, the chances of them saying no to you are so extremely low. If you need help with something, like, go, you have the power to get help. Even if you're scared, like I had a really hard time in one of my math classes. I didn't really love my teacher and I just struggle in math in general. So I went to extra school math help every day for an entire like quarter or whatever to get through it. And obviously I ended up getting through that math class because I went to different teachers who were going to help me and help me get through it. I love extra, what's it called? Extra homework math club or whatever it's called. Because you're all focusing on one thing. So I think that's very valuable that you're all focusing on math. It's all about math. And there's a bunch of teachers around to help you, with whatever you need. The last couple points I have, so I would say this is, you know, one of the most important things to me, is to dress like yourself. You know, it's kind of hard to find a style that works best for you. And I think that's a lot of high school is figuring out your style and what you like to wear and, you know, what's it called? Like showing your identity in different stylish ways. Especially for girls, it's like a huge, but honestly everyone, it's just a huge part of high school. Because I would say, don't judge me here now. Okay. Please don't judge me. PJs don't motivate me. I understand you have one of those days. You can't get up. I fully understand. I've definitely worn pajamas to school at one point or another, or at least sweatpants and a really baggy shirt. No motivation went into it. I just got up and went to school. Those days I felt the most crummy. I didn't learn anything. It was just a horrible experience. And I think it's really important to get up, put on clothes that you're comfortable in, that you feel great in, that you feel confident in, go to school, do your best to learn. I remember literally the only point of going to school sometimes for me was getting up and getting dressed and wearing a cute outfit to school. That was the only point. And I think a lot of people feel that way, honestly. Like, it's, I feel like it's relatable. Like, I used to get up and be like, oh, my hair, like, I just washed it last night. Like, it's so nice. And I get to show people, like, I get to be around people. That's what's kind of sucked about COVID, though, is because you didn't get to see people. So you didn't really have enough motivation to learn. And there's been a lot of studies about this, too, and, like, college students who wear pajamas to class and how it affects your motivation. I think that it's one of the biggest factors when it comes to learning is what you're wearing. So let me go back and just say the overall themes here. Don't put yourself into a little box. And that also goes with clothing. Don't think you need to dress one way every single day. You don't need to. I wore Lululemon leggings and what's it called? A scuba sweatshirt and a slick back and chunky jewelry and Converse one day. And then the next day I would wear the most indie outfit you could possibly think of. Like huge boots, rip tights. Like it happens, guys. That's what high school is for. Nobody's looking at you. No one's judging you. And that's all. That's on period. Honestly, you can wear whatever you want. Okay, sorry. Don't label yourself. Don't put yourself into a box, including what you wear. Don't be afraid to change your friends. And I don't mean switch them out. I mean, go outside your comfort zone to find friends. Don't be afraid to join extracurricular activities because it will help you gain new friends, gain new people that you can look up to, gain new learning experiences, gain new things that you want to do and you like. Like I joined the Art CTE program, I joined the cheerleading team, I was on class office. Guys, I highly suggest running for class office. It is so fun. Or being in student council. It's a great time. It gets you more involved in activities such as, what's it called? the Sadies, pep rallies, and dances, and all that fun stuff. Okay. Stay more focused on school than anything else. Especially your freshman, I mean, your junior year. Staying focused on school your junior year is one of the most important things. Even if you're like, this is easy. Push yourself. You can do it. Yes. Also, I forgot to mention, when I was saying about your mental health, obviously put that first before school. And if you need help with it, there are a lot of resources on the campus, in the school. There's a lot of mental health resources. And if you don't know where to go, go to your guidance counselor and they'll recommend you because your guidance counselor is like an angel. Go to extra help. Go to an extra help thing, club, homework club, I don't care. Go to a teacher after school. They're there for a reason. And finally, like I said, dress like yourself. So, had to go back and enunciate that. Anyways, if you guys ever need any help with anything when it comes to high school, I went through it and have a lot of friends who went through it. Everyone has to get through high school. And if you ever need help with any of these things or anything above bullying, like cyberbullying, that is very much real. I did not experience that or, being, what's it called? Pressured to do anything or feeling like just like you're not confident in yourself. You don't feel like you feel like everyone's judging you. You feel like, you can't be yourself. Definitely, reach out to me because I've been there. I have been through it. It's a battle. Okay. It's real. And yeah, don't forget to learn. Don't forget to remember your number and priority is to learn new things and take it all in because high school pushes you more than college. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry to say it. I know I'm a freshman in college, so I don't really know much. And I know it's going to get harder for me. But your freshman year of college is nothing compared to your junior and senior year of high school. Okay? It's a lot of change. So maybe it's just different. But seriously, high school is hard, and I am acknowledging that. It is very hard. Okay, that is all. I'm going to wrap it up because I'm totally rambling. But yes, and good luck with high school. You got this. You can get through it. And I love you all, and I'll see you next week.